Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Transport Topics in Washington, D.C., this is Road Signs. Here is your host, Seth Clevenger.
Thank you for listening to Road Signs, the podcast series from Transport Topics that explores the trends and technologies that are shaping the future of trucking. In this episode, we're going to explore how connected vehicle data is supporting the rise of adaptive maintenance contracts. Under this type of service contract, local dealerships can remotely monitor a truck's conditions and dynamically schedule maintenance based on that truck's specific needs and operations. But how can this approach improve preventive maintenance planning and boost vehicle uptime? We'll set out to answer that question in this episode. But before we begin, I'd like to invite you to keep up to date on this topic and other important industry issues by subscribing to Transport Topics at ttn.ws/ttsubscribe. You can also text ttsubscribe to 571-622-0001. And now, to learn more about adaptive maintenance contracts, we're going to take you back to the Technology and Maintenance Council's annual meeting in Orlando. During the show, I sat down with Mike First, Director of Contract Service and Business Technology Solutions at Volvo Trucks North America. Let's play that interview now. We're here in Orlando at TMC's 2023 annual meeting, and I'm very excited to welcome Mike First, Director of Contract Service and Business Technology Solutions at Volvo Trucks North America. Thank you for joining us, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
Well, here at TMC, Volvo Trucks had an announcement, and this is a pretty unique maintenance service contract called Volvo Blue. It's now available for fleet customers in North America. And this is an adaptive maintenance plan, right? You know, it's managed by the customer's truck dealer. And it uses connected vehicle data to improve preventive maintenance planning and scheduling. And really, the goal here is to help optimize vehicle uptime. So let's just go into the details. Just tell us a little bit more about how this works and what sets it apart from a more traditional maintenance plan. What's really new about this?
Yeah, great question, Seth. So we'll start out and just compare it to the traditional maintenance contracts. If you look at the main oil drain interval, they're typically time-based, could be mileage or even engine hours for some of the severe duty applications. We're using real-time truck data that data is fed into our adaptive maintenance engine, and we're primarily looking at what the fuel efficiency of the truck is. We're looking at idle time, what the truck application is, to tailor that oil drain, adapt it to how it's being used. So you could see a truck that's spec'd as a normal duty highway truck that may actually operate more like a heavy duty application. So in those cases, the adaptive maintenance engine will recommend that the PM be performed earlier. So instead of going out to 60,000 miles, it may recommend 45,000 miles. So it will adapt based on how the truck's being used. So think about not just taking that truck specification, but now layering in the conditions of use of the vehicle, how the customer's operating that truck, and be able to customize the schedule real time using that truck data. That's what adaptive maintenance does, is primarily adjust that oil drain interval. Now, we do something additional to just the oil drain interval. We look at what other service operations need to be done on that truck, and those are typically time or mileage based. And we'll align those around the oil drain interval so that the truck's not brought in multiple times. Yeah. So I'll give you an example. If a truck typically requires a valve adjustment at 150,000 miles and it's operating like a normal duty truck, the first PM will be done at 60,000 miles. The second PM will be done at 120. Well, the adaptive maintenance engine will see the 150,000 mile valve adjustments coming due, and it will pull it forward to the PM number two. So that way the truck's not coming in a third time. So we want to try to optimize the service operations so that as much work that needs to be performed on the truck is done while it's in the workshop. So just keeping that that uptime promise in mind when we design the plan. So that's what adaptive maintenance does. It adjusts the oil drain interval, and then it optimizes the other service operations around the oil drain.
Yeah, really using this data that's now available to be more intelligent about the maintenance.
And it's taken that, what a good fleet manager may naturally do, like the valve adjustment example, they may pull that forward. It's taken that human error out of the equation, and it's putting that into the formal recommendation for the fleet manager to take action on.
Yeah, and speaking of data, Volvo, of course, has been offering remote diagnostics for years now, over-the-air programming capabilities for its trucks. So just tell us a little bit more about how the Volvo Blue service contracts incorporate that kind of data, and how does that data, again, enhance maintenance planning?
Sure. So one of our primary missions with the Blue contract is really simplify the maintenance offering and the sales approach that our dealers would take with customers. So as we continue to innovate and introduce new offerings, the menu grows and then it becomes more difficult to explain. So we try to package it together in a way that makes sense and offers more value to the customer. So we'll include remote diagnostics now beyond that 2-year period with the new truck through the contract term. So if it's a 500,000 mile contract, they'll get remote diagnostics through 500,000 miles. So the same data that the customer would see in Assist is the platform that we give our customers to view fault code information. They can initiate service requests. That same data for remote diagnostics is now available in the fleet management tool we provide the dealer. So when they go in and view their PM schedule and they see what's coming due in the next 30 days, they can see critical fault code information that remote diagnostic provides. So we provide that full visibility to the truck health through a tool that's called Trip Vision. Our dealers get that. Trucks are automatically loaded that are under contract into that tool for dealers to use as part of the contract price. And they can view truck location information. They can see all the fault code information. They can even choose if they want to see all faults or just the faults that remote diagnostics is tracking. So depending on the dealer's level of sophistication in being able to interpret fault codes, they can see all or just the filtered down codes. And then, of course, the main piece is being able to view service schedule and initiate the service request from that tool. So we package it all under one contract just to give that complete vehicle health picture to the dealer and make it easier for the dealer to explain it to the customer.
Okay. One topic that I've been hearing a lot at TMC over the years, and it seems to have gained momentum over the years, is this move toward predictive maintenance, right?
Yes.
It's an increasingly prominent topic in our industry. The idea being to use data to proactively predict when is the right time to replace a part before it fails. And do so efficiently, not just relying on standard PM intervals. So do you see Volvo Blue as another step in this direction toward more predictive maintenance?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where we have an advantage being a global company, and we have trucks that are on a different platform running in Europe that are under a Blue contract, and we can see some of that predictive maintenance being incorporated in the contract, looking mainly at some of the wear components. So in Europe, our trucks were monitoring clutch wear, brake wear, battery wear. When you look at our roadmap now for North America, we are planning to release similar predictive maintenance capabilities in our product here. So anytime you have a component that is a component that has sensor data that we can collect, that's right. When we have an opportunity to either predict a failure or monitor the wear and change it out at the appropriate time.
I also want to talk a little bit more about how fleets and dealers are working together. Of course, connected vehicle technologies make it easier to have this more collaborative approach and to work in a more predictive, proactive way. Whether it's scheduling maintenance in advance, ensuring a bay is open and parts are available, and when the truck comes in. Just give us some more examples of how data is streamlining the way that fleets and dealers can work together.
Sure. So if we just look at the maintenance schedule, the schedule's providing operation level detail in there. So you know exactly for that interval, what operations need to be performed? So is it just the oil filter change, or am I doing a valve adjustment, or do I have to replace a belt or a tensioner? So having that operational detail, then the fleet and the customer knows how long that job's going to take, because you know the standard repair times for each of those operations. We also pair those operations against the parts list. So you have visibility for that job. This is the list of parts that are required for the job. So we provide that information 30 days in advance to the fleet manager, and we recommend that they schedule 2 to 3 weeks in advance with the fleet. So having that data, that granular level detail, enables the dealer to get prepared for the truck coming in. So they'll open up a repair order in advance so that they're pulling the parts before the truck arrives. And in today's economy, that's a big deal, because right. We know part shortages are a huge challenge. Sure. We can't completely eliminate the parts challenges, but by providing that advanced visibility on what's needed on the job, we give the dealer at least the ability to be proactive about ordering the parts, or if they can initiate a dealer-to-dealer transaction, they can do it. Or worst case scenario, if the part's not going to be available before that scheduled PM date, they can defer or push out that PM appointment. So that's one just real tangible example of how we're using the data to help our customers maximize truck uptime.
Hello, Roadside listeners. Dan Ronan here from Transport Topics. I'm here to tell you about our new extended cuts of the Road Signs podcast. If you like what you learn here, I think you're going to really love this. So what is the Road Signs extended cut? Well, instead of ending the recording and saying our guest farewells, we're keeping our expert guests around for an extra one or two questions to gather a deeper, fuller picture of the influential topics in transportation. We capture that insight and convert it into a printable download that will help you navigate the latest trucking trends and guide your next business decision. Considering the easy, linkable, and printable format, you can keep the extended cut for your next big meeting, send it to your friends and colleagues, or pack it up for your next big conference. So how do you get the latest download? Well, it's real simple. Visit ttn.ws/extended cut. That's ttn.ws/extended cut.
I mean, of course, we've all heard, across the industry, these parts shortages and the challenges that brings, and using the information and intelligence and communication to work around that, collaboratively is more important than ever, I think.
Right, and then our dealers, they're the same tool that they're using to initiate the service request. Our customers have access to that portal. So if they want to know exactly what's going on, they want to see the service history, they want to see why is my appointment being pushed out, or they can see that part's on back order. We provide that transparency, and that's really important, we feel, for that dealer-to-customer relationship, because they're purchasing a premium contract. We want to have the communication mechanism in place, and we want to use that to build trust with our customers.
Certainly. Another topic I wanted to bring up, of course, fleet managers, as they're planning their maintenance strategies, they have to consider, how much preventive maintenance work they want to handle themselves in-house, and how much they want to go through their dealer or outsource to another maintenance provider. So what factors do you think fleets should consider as they make those decisions, what to handle in-house and what to outsource?
Sure. And this is where we've seen a shift. Originally, our maintenance contracts were targeted towards the owner-operators and the small fleets that didn't have their own maintenance capabilities.
Right.
And what we're seeing now is some of the mid to larger fleets that may be struggling with maintenance and repair. Maybe they don't have capacity to do all the work in-house, or it's a large fleet that's acquiring and they have service points that aren't as strong. So I think it's really an individual decision about, how well you do the maintenance in-house. Do you have a really good understanding of your cost, not just on that particular job, but your total cost of downtime? Because in some cases, if you just isolate the maintenance only, you may be able to get it done for a less expensive price, but then there may be other warranty related work that needs to be done, which now requires you to shovel the truck to another location most typically to the OEM to do the warranty work. So this, the advantage of having a contract through the dealer is the work's done by a Volvo certified technician. If there's additional work that's found in the inspection, which we do at every oil drain, or the fleet's reporting an issue on the driver vehicle and inspection report, all that work can be done by the dealer under one rooftop by that technician. So that's an advantage. So also looking at where is your vehicle in the life cycle. If it's still under that standard warranty period, most vehicles, at least Class 8, they're covering the powertrain components typically for 2 years, 250,000 miles. That's a big consideration, is am I in position to do all that work? And when it comes to the warranty repair work, that's a higher level of repair and skill for that technician, and not many fleets are certified to do that work.
Yeah, and just having the technicians these days is enough of a challenge, right?
Exactly. So there's some market forces that are moving fleets more into looking at outsourced arrangements, and that's the technology on the truck, emissions technology, and on the after treatment's a big one, and then the safety equipment on the vehicles. So as the vehicles are becoming more autonomous, that those technologies require additional training, tooling, and ability to properly diagnose the issues on the trucks.
Yeah, these are certainly high tech, very complex pieces of equipment these days. One other topic I wanted to bring up. Of course, Volvo has introduced battery electric trucks in North America and has been rolling them out to early adopters, and they're in the market moving freight today. And as part of the process of supporting that, a growing number of Volvo dealers are becoming EV certified to support those vehicles. So maybe just tell us a little bit more about how Volvo is handling maintenance for its electric vehicles, its electric regional haul tractors.
Sure. So we talked about the blue contract on the diesel-powered units, and on EV we offer a gold contract. So it's taken all the foundations of blue, which is a maintenance-only contract, still includes the connected services in there, but now we're layering in repair. So we're covering all the e-mobility components on the truck, and the big piece there that is the unknown and the big cost contributor is the battery itself. So we're covering the battery protection, and we back that up with a performance guarantee on the battery. So we guarantee 80% state of health on the battery through the contract. That state of health means if that state of health degrades below 80% and it's not holding the charge to be able to cover the routes that it needs to cover, we're going to replace that battery. So that's a big risk that we're taking on as an OEM, and really taking that worry away from the customer about the unknown maintenance and repair costs on the battery. So on all our VNR electric products, we require the gold contract. We provide different options, so we do a 5-year and a 6-year option there, and we still do the same financing arrangements where it can be financed with the truck, or we can bill for it separately on a monthly basis through a bank draft. So very, very similar approach, except this is really a complete vehicle offering covering maintenance and repair. And then, of course, that battery state of health is what we see as the big unknown and the part that's really giving our customers the most concern and trying to understand.
So you really give them the reassurance to make this step, and it is a whole new world for these new fleets that are getting into this space. So that's one less worry as they move into electrification.
It's a lot of unknowns with the new technology. We want to take those unknowns off the table and start moving the industry to start adopting electric vehicles. We want our goals to get the vehicles out in customers' operations so that they can test it in real life scenarios and get some experience with the equipment. This is a complete vehicle offering that hopefully gets them over that invest investment hurdle.
For sure. You know, another announcement that Volvo made here at TMC was a connected vehicle analytics tool for its dealer network. So in this case, we're talking about collecting data from fleet operations to help dealers recommend the ideal configurations for new trucks. So as customers come in, they're ordering new trucks, there's data available to really optimize the spec to make sure that they're getting the right vehicle for their operation. Just tell us a little bit more about how that will work and how can data really help fleets make that right decision.
Yeah, good question. And this product I'm not as familiar with is some of the contract offerings, but what we were doing is we're making connected vehicle analytics available to all our dealers as a tool. So it's some of the same data. You can see the fault code information in there. You can get the basic vehicle information as well. It's measuring fuel economy. It will allow you to do comparisons of vehicles, so you can look at a vehicle that may have, one particular feature or not. Like, does this vehicle have iTorque on it, as an example, versus one that doesn't? And you can measure some items like fuel efficiency and see, is iTorque delivering the fuel efficiency in my application, and have a base scenario to compare it to.
Yeah.
It allows the dealer to get some more insights on how the vehicle's being used so that they can coach either driver behavior or make a recommendation around a new truck specification if they're looking to acquire new equipment.
And just helping that decision-making process in kind of a really data-driven, consultative way. Before I let you go, Mike, I always like to end with a future based forward-looking question. And it was amazing to see how truck maintenance has evolved in recent years over the last decade or so. So maybe just push it forward the next decade. How do you see truck maintenance and maintenance contracts evolving in the next decade or so?
Sure. So you touched on it initially, just talking about now being more predictive around component wear. So I think that's the next piece that we're going to fold in is looking at those wear components on the diesel. I think if you look at what we're doing on electric, we could very well move in that same direction where we're doing complete vehicle coverage. Once you get in the complete vehicle coverage, then the next evolution is, do you want to be able to hold the asset as the OEM and be able to do more of a vehicle as a service model where we offer the complete coverage and you just offer a different type of business model, like pay by the mile or pay by the hour type scenario. So I think those are some of the developments that we're looking at in our roadmap, and just keeping it simple for the customer, giving them more options on how they want to operate their business, and is do they want to hold the asset on their books, or do they just want to use the asset to move freight, and give them the option.
Yeah, well, that's just the growth of options and how you finance a vehicle and leasing options, and there's so many possibilities, especially as these vehicles keep getting more and more complex, and you need to have more and more specialized knowledge to maintain them and to work on them. But this has been a really good conversation. I really appreciate your time here, Mike. Thank you for joining us and sharing your insights. So thanks again for being on the podcast. It was great to chat.
Anytime. Thanks for the opportunity, Seth.
You bet.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
Before we close, let's take a moment to revisit our original question. How can adaptive maintenance service contracts improve preventive maintenance planning and boost vehicle uptime? As we've seen over the years, connected truck data has paved the way for many improvements in fleet maintenance operations, including remote diagnostics and over-the-air software updates. And as we've heard during this episode, this data is now also supporting adaptive maintenance contracts, which can enable fleet operators and their truck dealers to work together more proactively to schedule maintenance at the ideal times and enhance vehicle uptime. The emergence of adaptive maintenance contracts is yet another example of how data and connected vehicle technology are driving the future of fleet maintenance. If you've enjoyed this episode of Road Signs, please let others know. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If my questions have sparked questions of your own, share them with me and the Road Signs team. you can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we did by texting TTSurvey to 571-622-0001. And of course, we'll be back soon with a fresh episode of Road Signs. Until then, I'm Seth Clevenger. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.